WRFE Roseville, Sacramento, an iHeartRadio station.
Time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
Lakers Win Wednesday. Sportsman's Expo tickets over at Cal Expo. We got four packs of those, so you can take the family. Two grand prize winners get those backpacks. You can see the photos at Facebook, either the River Dog and Joe Show. I'm doing all things man. Joe is going to focus on mountain folklore and women. I asked Joe, why not just combine them and just do mountain women?
That might be next hour.
Well.
Mountain women.
766-9370. Let's start with Mike. Mike, Lakers Win.
Just questions for Dog.
Okay, all things man.
Who invented the first road atlas?
Who?
Automotive question.
Wow. That's
okay.
A good question.
Say it one more time. How did you phrase it?
Who invented the very first road atlas?
His name was Thomas Guide. You know those? Remember, remember the old Thomas Guide? Yeah. No, that's not him. Oh, man. That's a great...
Iconic in the automotive world and still in business today.
And, oh, man, I like this question.
That's a helpful hint right there, actually.
And was it a motor company?
Not a motor company, no.
Not a motor company. So this was an individual or a group of people?
Yes.
The first Atlas. Wow. The lost art, you know, pulling into a 7-Eleven or whatever, AMPM, and buying a map and unfolding that sumbitch, because you can never refold a map. After it unfolded, it never went back the same way, and pretty soon you just bent it in half and you threw it in the back seat.
I hated map reading. I am so happy to have maps on my apps.
I love maps. I do. I like a map. I don't know this. I'm not going to kill any more time. I can't even, I don't know where to go on that, man. Who is it?
It was the Michelin Brothers.
Business Michelin Brothers.
And they had to figure out a way to sell more tires, so they came up with a travel guide, a road atlas, to get people to drive around more. And
So you know back in the day. Now, I want you to think about all the people that had the first, you know, systems that had Siri or that had Iris, you know, because there were always the horror stories. Well, Siri said to go down here and go left, and I kept going left, and I walked right off the bridge. Or we drove into a snowbank and ran out of road. You know these Michelin Brothers back in the day, if you were going point A to B, they took you all the way around because they wanted to burn that rubber up.
Oh, yeah, the longest route possible.
Oh, yeah, so they were putting you over hilltops, and they were taking you way out of the way, 300-400 miles, because they wanted you to chew the rubber up. That's funny. I had never heard that before. I like that question.
That's
Hang on.
Good question, yeah.
Damn good. Let's go to Steve. Steve, lick us and win.
All right, this question is for Dog.
Okay.
What Harley-Davidson touring motorcycle was discontinued in 2006 and renamed in 2007 as the Street Glide?
Wow, Joe, I'm going to go for you for a little bit of help on this one, since you're not doing anything here today. So it was a touring motorcycle that they discontinued but then reintroduced with the name Street Glide. If I understood the question correct, is that what you asked?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it had one name. They discontinued it. When it came back, it was the Street Glide. I don't know what I want to... Let's see here. Was it a... God. Because do they still make the Road King?
Yep. I want to say...
Do they still make the Road Glide?
Yes. Road Glide, Street Glide are what they got right now.
Okay. Oh, man.
Road Glide's what I had. Street Glide's got the fairing that moves when you turn the handlebars.
One's fixed fairing, one moves with.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of other big models like that, man. I don't even know if it was a... Help me, Joe.
Is it the Electra Glide?
Yes, it was the Electra Glide Standard.
Yep.
Oh, Joe got it. Yes.
That's what I thought it was, but I wasn't sure if that was a.
Wow. There we go. Now we're doing something.
Because the Ultra is the great big one that we saw. You know, it's got the big seat on the back of it, and it's got the speakers in the seat. It looks like a Street Glide or a Road Glide with a big trunk and big side thing.
Do they still make the Road King?
Yeah.
They still make. Is the Road King still the biggest? That's got the freeway bars and everything on it, right?
No, the Ultra Glide is the biggest.
That's the biggest now.
That's the big boy.
That's got the plastic saddlebags and all the stuff on it.
It looks like a couch or a big recliner chair in
the
back.
It's got the armrest. Yep. Oh, okay. All right, good question. Hang on. Now we're cooking with gas. That's what men do. Chad, lick us and win.
Morning, fellas. Hand free.
Oh,
yes, you are, neighbor. Woo-hoo!
All right, dog. Who were the teams in Super Bowl I?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Great question.
You see, I conveniently left sports off this all things man category because it's football season, and by golly, golly good molly. Man, this is going back, way back. Is it crazy to say Packers and Bears?
Not really.
Well, you got half of it. You got half of it right. It's
okay.
The, it's the Packers and Chiefs.
Packers and Chiefs.
That's a great question.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, I'll split the package up. You'll get two tickets to the Sportsman's Expo. Hang on. I did not know that. I got close, though. I got one of them. Let's go to Art. Art, Lincoln Wynn.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi, Art.
And to you.
A question for Dog. What is it? What does a retarded camshaft mean?
Well, that's a camshaft that has an extra thick sole on its left shoe. I'm sorry.
Idiot.
I take that back. I'm kidding. Well, I mean, to retard something in automotive is to slow it down.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, yeah.
So would the, I guess, would the lobe size be lower than factory or smaller than factory? So it's not lifting as much or pushing up as much?
Great answer.
No, it has to do with the timing of something.
Now, are you talking about a retarded camshaft or retarding the camshaft? Because I know what it means to slow down the timing, but I don't understand. I've never heard of this as far as like a camshaft. So when I think about it, I would think about going from a less lopier or lobed cam to smaller.
Basically, you're retarding the timing via the camshaft.
Okay. I don't know what you're asking me, so give me the answer.
All right, well, the answer is the valves open later.
Well, yes, if you're... That goes without saying. Yeah, you're slowing it down. So, but what's causing the valves to go beyond slowing it down?
It's the way you degree the camshaft. It goes in later. It's not the best question. I get it. I apologize.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
It's a man question, though. There's no doubt about that.
It is, but it was really peculiar. Hang on with that. Okay, let's go to Roger. Roger, look us and win.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Roger.
How are you?
I got a question for you, dog.
Okay.
I'm good. In the world of bushcraft and survival, what is batoning?
In the world of bushcraft and survival, what is batoning? Okay, this is what I think batoning is, okay? And forgive me, hopefully no kids are on their way to school right now.
Okay.
All right. I think this is where two men
really,
are stuck in a tent. Actually, three men
really
are stuck in a tent. The man in the middle's job is to keep them warm at night by keeping the log stoked, if you will.
That's called skiing.
That's not it, dog. Yeah. Good imagination, though. You know where your mind goes.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, that's called sharing the popcorning. Hold on. Let me be serious. What is batoning? Roger, I can't.
It's got to be passing something off to the other person and survival and bushcraft, batoning.
You guys want the answer?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It is the process of processing wood with a stick and a knife.
Processing wood with a stick and a knife?
In place of an axe or something that's more of a chopping chore. It's used a smaller knife and beating the backside of that knife with a smaller stick.
Aha! Uh-huh.
To actually split the lumber or timber.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called batoning. I like that. You know, with the category all things man, I should have known that. I've never had to baton any timber.
I wouldn't be honest. I hope I never do, because that sounds rough.
Yeah.
That is really a manly thing.
Axe swinging, you know, that'll give you a good workout. But batoning, wow, with a knife and another piece of wood. Hang on, Roger, we'll get you in. Let's go to Michelle. Michelle, I like this. A female with a man question. What do you got?
Good morning. I have a question for Dog.
Okay.
What brand of revolver can the barrel be changed in the field?
And it's there's only one?
We only own one.
No, but is there only one manufacturer that does this?
Yes.
Which brand? And you're saying this is a revolver, so it has a cylinder. This is not a semi-auto.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a revolver.
Okay, so I'm trying to think here. Beretta does not make a revolver anymore. Kimber does. Is this a well-known gun manufacturer?
Yes, it is.
Okay, SIG does not make a revolver. I'm not familiar with a Glock revolver. Wow. I don't even know if this does. I think Ruger still makes, but I wouldn't say them. I'm going to keep it easy, and I want to say Smith & Wesson.
Almost. It's a Dan Wesson.
Come on now. Come now. So it's a Dan.
I've never heard of that before.
A Dan Wesson revolver, and I can hear your husband in the background, so I appreciate him putting you up to this. okay. Yes, fair enough. Fair enough. Hang on. Not a Smith & Wesson, a Dan Wesson. Let's go to...
Is that the same Wesson from Smith & Wesson, probably?
Relation of, yeah. Let's go to a guy now named Weston.
Oh.
Weston, lick us and win.
Hello, hands-free.
Yes, oh, you are. There he is.
And first-time caller.
Oh, my gosh, look at that.
Hey, Ray.
Welcome, dude.
So, I got a question for Dodd.
Okay.
And I think you're going to like this one.
I hope.
All things man.
Okay.
There was a man in the late 60s who went up to Alaska, built his own cabin by hand,
okay.
Alone.
Yes.
We know this story, don't we?
Well, no.
Have you got this question?
No. I've shared this with Joe, because let me share this with you. One night, over a friend's house, we go over for drinks. This is about 6 years ago. He says, hey, come by. You know, it's kind of a rainy night. We're hanging out inside. And he's like, hey, you want to watch this movie? You want to watch this guy build this log cabin? This guy moves out to Alaska, and this guy's like in his 50s or 60s when he moves out there.
Older fella, yeah.
Correct.
Takes a boat, loads up all his stuff, goes across. Every 3 months, he goes across the lake to get his supplies and all that. And he takes an axe, and he takes some tools, and he builds his log cabin. And it's a PBS documentary that's been around for far too long. This guy that I'm over at his house, my wife and I and his wife, he puts us on TV as if he's watching, like, freaking Lethal Weapon 18. Or, I mean, he's popped corn. This is exciting for him. We're sitting there, and we're drinking. And I'm like, my God, you got to be kidding me. The first 8 minutes of this... Okay, it was kind of neat. But what this guy did is he lived out there. In fact, he lived out there until he died. And this log cabin is still visible for tours. And it's become a phenomenon. Because he went out there and chopped all the trees down. He built this whole thing by hand. And then just said, screw society. I'm going to live here, hunt here, gather here. Live there in the wintertime. Made his own boots and his own oven and his own pot. It's
lifted
insane.
Lifted the logs up himself. I mean,
yeah.
It was just used like a winch pulley type rope. It was weird, dude.
He wedged out all the logs. He used all the different material
awesome.
That was there. You want the guy's name, and I can't remember his name, but I know the story, and I've seen the movie, and I wished I hadn't. but it's all over the internet now, and people go up there in droves in the summertime to see this cabin mm-hmm. because it still stands. It's a historical landmark. I don't know his name.
I didn't even ask the question yet, but that was my question, what his name was.
Yeah,
I don't know his name.
Yeah, we'll just call him Man Mister.
Yeah, just Mad Man.
That's
awesome dude.
Yeah, what is his name?
His name was Richard, or also sometimes known as Dick Konecki.
Yeah.
Or Konek.
Yeah, and if you look on YouTube, and the thing is, he narrates it, and they follow him around, and they speed the black and white tape up, and he's out there with his shirt off, and he's chopping limbs down. He makes his own canoe, and I mean, everything you could do, he does it all by himself. And am I right in saying that he died at that log cabin, or died up there in Alaska?
I believe towards the very end of his life, it may have been one or two years before he died, he moved away from there because he couldn't continue to... defend for himself enough to
so they moved
there.
Him back
but almost till the end of his life, basically till the end of his life he lived up there.
For anyone out there that's not familiar with this documentary, I don't know what year it came out. It looked like it came out in the early 60s or late 50s or whatever it was. Watch it if you're into outdooring and sportsman's expos and hunting and gathering and timber logging. I mean, watch this thing. People love it. It's boring to me, but I have seen it,
dude. So. It's totally cool. It looks as if the cabin is tiny, but it's because he's got some kind of a deal where it's like built down in the ground when it's inside there. So the roof's not super, super tall on it. But once he's in there, he's got plenty of room. It's awesome looking.
Well, and that's the thing, too. He built it small because he didn't want to have to go out and gather 55 acres of firewood. You know, he built it small enough so he could. And it shows elk coming up, bear coming up to the cabin. I mean, this was really well thought out.
And he did a great job on it,
too. It's a good cabin.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Rob. Rob, lick us and win.
Hey, how you doing? My question's for Joe.
Oh, my God. Joe gets one.
Hey, I was hoping I was going to make it through the whole day today. I really was. I was praying.
Is this a question about women or folklore for mountains?
Mountain folklore.
Oh.
All right. So, Joe, how many species of scorpion in the California wilderness?
I think there's four.
No, there's approximately 60.
60 different scorpion species in the state of California.
Absolutely.
Is that including Google Klaus? It. Went on tour.
Yeah. Scorpion! I didn't even know we had 60 species of scorpion in the world.
Wow.
That is a really wide variety of insect.
Yeah.
Or arachnid.
Very, very good. Hang on, we'll get you in. We've got Cindy. She's got a question for Joe as well. Let's go to Cindy. Cindy, lick us and win.
Well, let's knock these questions off, guys. We were doing so well here.
Cindy, what do you got?
I was going to ask Joe if he knows when the first Susan B. Anthony coin was minted in the United States.
Was it that 1920
what
something?
Year?
1922, 1921?
Can I guess?
1821, sure. Maybe? I don't know.
I'm going to say the first Susan B. Anthony was 74 or 76.
You think it was that late?
I want to say that, and I don't know why.
Yeah, dog is much closer. It's
79.
Oh!
Wow, good God.
Man, I missed that.
I figured that would have been back early in life.
You know why? Because when the bank came out with him, my grandpa, he went down and spent, I don't know, $18,000, $20,000, $50,000, $60,000. And everywhere he went...
Are you serious?
He spent a lot of money on these things, like $1,000 or whatever. You know, these Susan B. Anthony coins.
Yeah.
And he had them in a plastic cylinder. And everywhere he went, he wanted to show them to people. And for all the grandkids, or when he'd go out somewhere, he'd pay people with them. He thought they were the coolest thing ever. Oh, look at this. Susan B. Anthony. And he was trading people on the street for money.
They were $1 coins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everywhere, $2 bills would come out. He'd have a stack of them. He loved coins. And it was creepy because everywhere we went, he had to show these people these coins. And I was like, my God. I'm like, you know, I'm like 7, 8 years old or whatever I was, 10. He's walking all over town. His pants are around his ankles because he's got 55 pounds of steel on him. Crazy. Hang on.
He took them everywhere, honestly?
Oh, everywhere. He did. He had them. He gave them for Christmas. I mean, he just loved these things.
Awesome.
Aaron, lick us and win. Last one. Make it good.
All right. This is for Doug.
Okay.
So, my question is, what two men were inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame that never played professional baseball?
Wow, great question.
This is great. And I've got to get one of the guys. Great, great question. Oh, man. Oh, man. Man, I hate silence on the radio. But, God, this just gets me spinning. This is so tough. What two men inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame who never played? Oh, man.
Why would they have been?
Well,
never
because...
coached.
Yeah. These were coaches. They never invented a baseball or a bat or any gear. They were never stadium mascots. They were just coaches.
No, they were not coaches.
They were not coaches.
Oh, they were not coaches. Okay, because that's where I was going. Was one...
They didn't announce.
Say that again?
They did not announce.
They did not announce.
Never played, never coached, never owned.
Did they invent gear or apparel?
No.
I think I actually might know who one of these people are.
There's no possible way in hell you could.
Weirdly, because of the city that I lived in, I think I do.
I want to hear this.
Is one guy a super fan that was an older gentleman, probably in his 50s, pretty big tall guy with a bald head that was a super big Cubs fan?
Oh, that's a great guess. No.
Oh, okay. You know who I'm talking about, that guy?
He
died a little while ago, I think a year ago or so, and he was a huge...
He said they didn't announce, though, because I immediately want to shout out Harry Carey and Bob Uecker.
This is a good question, bro.
This is so tough. We're going to stop right here. Give me the answer.
The answer is Abbott and Costello.
Oh, God!
Because of who's on first?
I hate
who's
that!
Wow.
Who's on second? If he's on second, you can't be... Oh, my... Are you kidding me? They're in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
They're the third display as you walk into the...
That kind of should be.
You've been to Cooperstown, then?
I've been there, yep.
Gosh damn it. That's a great, great question. I don't think I've ever heard that. And I hate that little skit.
Why?
It's so annoying. It's so frustrating and annoying. And
oh, I love it when he does it in Rain Man.
Oh, God. Fantastic question, though. Hang on. We'll get you in. More rounds coming up. 20 minutes away, we'll give you the cash. Another $1,000 for Double Pay Workday. Here's some classic rock redefined.